Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 9.
The New Evangelization. The Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, had written the document The New Evangelization, and the document has two parts. First was a criticism of the former evangelizations being used for the last 300 years, where he showed the defect in the method and in the structure of evangelizing. And in that first part of his document, he wrote down how things should be done, and we have dealt with this in the former meditations. The second part of the document of the Holy Father consists of a criticism on the contents which are essential for new evangelization, or for evangelization as it should be. But the Holy Father did not write what are those mistaken contents which were included in past evangelization. Instead, he just wrote what should be taught as essential for new evangelization, which bishops and priests are supposed to teach to all the faithful during their Sunday sermons or Sunday homilies. The contents he wrote down, and these are the essential contents, can be divided into four. And he said it should be discussed or explained perfectly and in this order, meaning to say we shouldn't change the order of presentation. The first truth that must be taught is conversion and its proper elements. The second, we should teach the people the kingdom of God and the description of it, referring to the Catholic Church and how to enter the Catholic Church. The third contents, which is essential for evangelization, is about Jesus Christ, together with the topic, Jesus Christ, which is the third, is also a teaching of pneumatology, or about the Holy Spirit. So number three is a teaching of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And then the fourth and last is the topic of eternal life. So all of these four truths must be taught to all Catholics by bishops and priests, especially on the Year of Faith, which begins on September this year and ending on November next year. And it should be taught in this proper order. In the previous meditation, we have already begun discussing about Jesus Christ. Before that, we spoke about the existence of God. And this is the development of natural faith. Natural faith, or natural belief in the existence of God and His attributes. This can be naturally learned. However, in the natural sphere, you can only learn as much about God. There is much more you can learn in the spiritual realm, but we are just speaking about the natural realm, that there are certain things you can learn, but only as much, nothing more. And so the desire to know more about God is increased in our minds, and then we notice that since there is nothing more we can learn about the supernatural God, because we are still in the natural, maybe there is a way to learn about this supernatural God. And then we discover that God Himself in His wisdom had made it a point to send His Son, Jesus Christ, who became man, to help us learn first who He is, Jesus Christ. And then in learning who He is, we can learn eventually who the Father is, for Christ says, "He who knows me knows the Father, and he who knows the Father knows me." That's why the topic was on Jesus Christ. The third topic was on Jesus Christ. We have to know Jesus Christ. That is topic number three. But our Holy Father included the Holy Spirit in topic number three. So in number three, we have the topic about Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And true enough, these two has to go together because the Catholic Church has two souls. The created soul of the Catholic Church, to whom we must be united, and the created soul is Jesus Christ, God and man. And we also have to be united to the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church, which is the Holy Spirit. In the last meditation, we spoke about Jesus Christ. To know Jesus Christ in His human nature. If you will notice, even the apostles first knew Christ as a man. It was only almost at the end, almost at the time of His passion, that they were beginning to recognize Christ as God. To know Christ as a man is to know His commandments as He had taught in the New Testament and as interpreted by the fathers of the Church. That is the natural knowledge of the human nature of Christ. And that's the first thing we must learn, just like the apostles. They knew Christ, but He was always referred to as the Son of Man. They saw very clearly the humanity of Christ, and that was very important because Christ wanted to make sure that the apostles saw that He was also a man. Now, as you learn the commandments of Christ in the New Testament, you start to develop the idea that this man that you know, and which the Holy Father calls the historical Christ, is not only a man, but is also a God. And true enough, we see that as the apostles progress in their spiritual life, knowing the commandments of Christ, they gradually recognize Christ as a God. When you have learned all the commandments of Christ in the New Testament, then that's the only time you begin to realize that this man named Jesus Christ, whom at the beginning you called the Son of Man, was truly the Son of God. When you reach that point, then you have supernatural faith. Your natural faith has grown to become supernatural faith, not by any effort on our part, but because of a gift from God. Criticizing the method of evangelization, which was defective for the last 100 years, the Holy Father says there is always a temptation to diminish Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into a merely historical Jesus, into a pure man that is not even according to the New Testament. It seems that our concept of Jesus Christ is made by the movie, made by gossip, made by bad preachers, made by comics, made by television movies. And so it's not the real Jesus Christ. It's not even the historical Christ. To keep in mind a picture of the historical Christ is bad enough. How much more a Christ that is made up from sources which are unreliable. And Pope Benedict repeated the reason why he had to write a book on Jesus Christ, because he said the image that Jesus Christ has today is just an artifact made by authors, made by man, invented by man, rather than the image of the living God. And because of this tendency, most of us have a wrong concept of Christ. Definitely not the Son of God, not even the natural Christ that is in conformity with reality. It is an invented, made-up Christ. And you cannot make an act of faith towards a defective or a bad picture or wrong picture of a Christ. Because we forget that to know Christ is not to know facts about Him. To know Christ consists in knowing His commandments. And with regard to teaching Jesus Christ by bishops and priests to all their faithful, he says, what you must teach is the sequela of Christ, that Christ offers himself as the path of my life. Sequela of Christ does not mean imitating the man, Jesus. This type of attempt would necessarily fail as a method of evangelization. The sequela of Christ has a much higher goal. When bishops and priests teach the faithful the sequela of Christ or who is Christ, it is in order to be assimilated into Christ or to attain union with Christ, which can only be attained by mastering, knowing zealously the commandments of Christ in the New Testament, which in my last count from the Gospel of St. Matthew would be more than 80 commandments. We have to master all those commandments and the correct interpretation as given by the fathers of the church, and these two taught together in the form of knowledge for the mind is called the sequela of Christ. If and when the mind of the people, the mind of bishops, priests, and lay people, have all the commandments of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, plus they have the correct interpretation of those commandments in their minds. So two things you must have in your minds: the list of commands of Jesus Christ in the New Testament and its correct interpretation by the fathers of the church, then we can say you have supernatural faith.